Children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Hello,
and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And you know, I always have my toes tapping to that song. My friend Misa and her singing partner Richard have done that song. They have a wonderful album, and that song just kind of speaks it all for me. So let's all awaken from the dream and get the real reality going. That's where the fun is, you know, because you have dreams that are great sometimes, and then nightmares. And seems like we're kind of in a nightmare now, doesn't it, sometimes? And so we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, and then I'm going to go into giving you some of the processes of the cell and organ regeneration program to help you. And so it's archived and recorded, and you know, that way everybody can keep practicing these things and getting your lives better and better. And before we get into that, let me mention that the show is brought to you by starlights.com. That's starlights.com. And also by alternativecancer.us. So that's alternativecancer.us. alternativecancer.us, and you can find lots of things on there to help those who have cancer or who know someone that does. Lots of alternative treatments and tests and products and things like that. So both of those sites can help you a lot. And what I'm going to do first, you know, last week I talked about demons and talked about a little bit about the difference between demonic influence and just your own stuff coming up and hitting you right between the eyes, because there's been a lot of that going on. And this is kind of the further separation of those of the light and those of the dark. And I don't know how many of you have noticed, but the last couple of years, there's been a lot of shifting of going from one side to the other. And in other words, the fence sitting is over, okay? Most people have already made their choice. And the choice is really one between fear and love. Now, that sounds really simple because everybody would want love, right? But it's not that simple. The reason it's not is because you have to embody the love. And that's a little bit different than just having that intellectual concept that, oh yeah, you know, I like love. I would like to have love in my life all the time as opposed to fear. So it has to do with how you order your consciousness. And when you choose light and love, you refuse to live in the state of fear. That means no matter what happens around you, you refuse to be a part of that. Now, there's a difference between the fear of your consciousness and the fear of the body, because they are separate. Okay, your consciousness resides in the body, so that the body can carry it around with it. But really, the body is a whole separate entity. And what you discover as you go through different levels of metaphysics and spirituality is that the body is controlled by the ego. And the consciousness has the connection with spirit, and spirit is connected with soul. So we are actually spirits having a human existence. So I'm not going to go into a whole lot of that tonight. I just wanted you to think about how much fear is actually in your life and how much love and light is in your life. And for instance, if you get caught up in the drama of all the crap that's happening around you, you're likely to live more in a state of fear than you are in a state of light and love. if you step back and you go, wow, that's interesting, and you just kind of go, whew, yeah, I'd like to not play there. I'd rather go play in the clearer water, you know, where it's sparkling and full of sunshine and happiness. You make those choices, and believe me, you make choices moment to moment about what you will or will not participate in. So for people that are kind of hanging out in the negative end, you're choosing to live in fear. Why would you choose that? You know, intellectually, that's pretty stupid. However, when your emotions are involved, it's very easy to get stuck there. So I behoove you to go forth and find someone who can help you to live in the state of love and to drop all of that fear. And there's lots of ways to do that. There's tons of people out there who would love to help you to live more in a state of love. And you can go anywhere from hypnosis, self-hypnosis, self-help books like A Course in Miracles, the Bible. Of course, the Bible is kind of a lot of doom and gloom, but there is some happiness in there too. And there's a lot of wisdom in there. You can go listen to the people that are carrying on the ancient traditions. You know, whatever floats your boat, okay? Whatever is going to get you interested in real life is what I'm encouraging you to do. And drop the fear, because there's going to come a time, and some say it's going to be as soon as this December 21st. It may be. Or it may go on from there. Now, there's a lot of us that are here to help. And we're not really sure whether we're going to move on into the higher dimension or whether we're going to be stuck here with the people in fear to help them. Because, you know, the soul has no fear. And so these arrangements that we make when we come down here are not entirely in our conscious minds. So you might have chosen to stay here through the misery. And, you know, there may indeed be a lot of misery, a lot of change. Some of it we have to create, and some of it's going to be created by Mother Earth and the sun. Some is being created by the bad guys. Now, my feeling about it is it's kind of all going to hit us at once, and where you vibrate to is where you're going to end up. So it behooves you to vibrate at a higher place, right? And the way you do that is keep love and joy in your heart. And sure, you're still going to have some days and some experiences that are really awful. But, you know, pull yourself out of it as soon as you can. And you can pull yourself out. If you're stuck in victimhood, there's no hope for you until you get out of victimhood. Okay? You've got to realize you're creating things around you. And we are all creating collectively this dream that we're going through right now. So the more of us that can wake up and stay in the state of love and light, the sooner we can be out of the nightmare. And yeah, you have to do it. You have to be active. You can't just sit back, okay? So that's all the preaching that I'm going to do for right now, okay? And, you know, I am an ordained minister, so, you know, sometimes I do get a little bit preachy. But it's all because I love humanity and I love the creation that our Supreme Creator has put us into. And it's a beautiful place that we live on. Earth really is a jewel of a planet. And it would really be a shame to see it all go up in ashes. So, you know, just because of a few crazy people at the top that are greedy and such, there's more of us than there are of them. So let's change it. And we can change it. It's all about consciousness. So do whatever you have to do to get yourself into a better place. And, you know, let's change this place, okay? Let's bring it back to the paradise it was meant to be. And we can do it. I'm not sure exactly how many of us have to do that, but I know that we can do it, without a doubt. So that's what this program is aimed towards. And when I go into the different visualization techniques and the different processes of the cell and organ regeneration program, that was actually created by Grigory Grabovoi, who is a Ukrainian who, as far as I can tell, has reached the level of a Christ. And before all the religious people out there gasp and fall over, let me explain, okay? Don't get excited. That does not mean that he's claiming to be Christ. He is not. but there is actually an embodiment of the Christ energy that is the Christ that most of us know as Jesus Christ or Lord Yeshua the Christos. Goes by a few other names too, but basically that one is the one we usually think of. However, there's a Christ energy that we are a part of. And so it's our job to get to that, to embody that Christ energy. And you can think of it also as like we're a bunch of little cells in the body of Christ, if you want to think of it that way. There's lots of different ways to think of it, depending upon which universe you're talking about, whether it's, you know, quantum mechanical, holographic, informational, educational, celestial. You know, you have to first establish which level, which universe you're talking about. So what we're supposed to be doing is taking up that Christ energy and becoming like that one. And so for those of you who are Christians, you know, think about when Christ said, you'll do all this and more. And so why would you think that you wouldn't be able to attain a Christed state of being? Because that's where we're supposed to be. So anyway, back to Grigory Grabovoi. He's a very, very interesting guy, very aware. And I can tell you that when you do some of this stuff, when you learn how to teach this, and you know, when you take the workshops yourself, you can have a conversation with him, and he'll actually pop in. It's quite interesting. Several of us have had that experience, and it's what you would expect from someone that has achieved a higher awareness, because as you go up in vibratory levels, you're able to feel more of the world, more of humanity, and to know what's going on. It's just a natural process. Okay, so it's not evil. It's not something that God spoke against. It's none of that stuff, okay? It's part of who we are and who we are working to become. So the thing that I appreciate about this particular brand of teaching is that it's all about becoming empowered, and not selfishly, but rather to empower each other and to move forward into that Christed energy. So it's pretty cool stuff, and I can tell you that my life has completely changed since I started doing this, and it's all for the better, and it's a much more joyful place to be. So I would say that, you know, the more you practice this, I think you'll find that to be true too. And I've had some very grumpy people who have actually gone through these processes, and all of a sudden they've become very happy, which I never knew was going to happen. That was kind of interesting stuff. I had nothing to do with that other than taking them through the process. So what I'm going to be doing for you tonight is taking you through the processes so that it's recorded so you can play it back and practice these things yourself. Okay? And it really is a lot of fun. You get to sit around and go, wow, I wonder what's going to happen next. And it gets to be really interesting how things will come to you, and you start to be able to think outside the box. And so please realize that this is something that you want to allow to flow and get yourself out of that box. You know, you don't have to play the game the way the bad guys are saying that you have to play it. You know, at some point you can take your toys and go home. You know, you don't have to play the way they're playing. Figure out another way and, you know, establish that you are going to stand in your full essence and play the way you want to play. And then it's a lot more fun. It frees you up. Of course, you're not going to have life the way that you have maybe dreamed about it being if you're looking for stuff, if you're looking for a lot of money and recognition and things like that. That's not what this kind of technique brings you to. It brings you rather to a more rational, stable, and balanced life where you have true happiness, and where you have truth in your life all the time, instead of all the lies and the subterfuge and the, you know, the yada yada rules and regulations and all that kind of stuff. Okay, if you have any doubts about this and you're worried about it, just drop me a line. I'd be happy to respond to you and explain in a way that hopefully you'll understand a little bit better. And I'm not trying to make any converts here. My aim is really to help you. And everybody's got a different path. Everybody's got a different way to go. And we're all different little biochemical factories. So we all have to figure out what is the best path for us. Okay? So let's get started. One of the things that's very important is to go through what's called the three shadows process. Because we are all affected in different degrees by three shadows over our life. And now this information comes through Ken Graydon, who is Australian, and he's going to be here teaching in the spring in Colorado. I'm not sure if he's going to any other places. But he has a workbook out, and these processes that he's put together are really valuable, and they work very nicely. So when he's talking about the three shadows, he's talking about how these can actually derail your life until you get control over them. And so, you know, you can have complete chaos that completely ruins you, or you can go into the, that's interesting. Let's avoid doing that again. It's your choice. But these three shadows are there. And so part of our journey as human beings is to learn how to deal with all this stuff. So this is going to align you with the purposes and potentials that you had decided upon with the Creator. And bring any shadows out into the light and change your path of possibilities, which is always exciting. Okay? So this is a lot more gentle than the stuff I was doing with the quantum vortex experience. This is very, very gentle, and it changes your life in ways that you're able to deal with, you know, a little bit slower, a lot more gentle. It's more cohesive, and it's also a lot easier than doing Moldavite. If you have a Moldavite bowl, you know, like a therapy bowl, the glass, you know, the quartz bowls that they make, if you drink water from one of those bowls, or you just go around ringing that bowl, it has the same effect as the quantum vortex experience, which means it pretty much rips the rug out from under your feet and dumps you on your head. It can be very exciting, but it is a little bit hard to deal with sometimes. So these processes are you know, warm and fuzzy, kind and gentle, okay? Now, if you are in a car traveling when you're listening to this and you're driving, or somebody who is driving can hear this, this is not the time to listen, okay? Because I have a tendency to put my listeners to sleep with my voice. So let's not do that in the car or operating heavy equipment, okay? Or doing anything that you have to pay attention to. The other thing that can happen is sometimes when you're going through these processes, you'll actually lose consciousness for a couple seconds. And that's when you have a connection where the energy is really flowing through you. And it'll kind of knock that monkey mind off for a little bit, and then you come back, and you've changed. And the change is always for the better. So, okay, there's nothing to worry about here. You can't do it wrong. Okay, this is easy. Okay, so one of the things you want to do when you start these things is have a glass of water there. You want to sip water, because water is consciousness, and it's what we're connected to each other through and the planet. And probably pretty much everything else in creation. So you want to make sure you're hydrated. And you do that by sipping, not gulping. Have your water there. And then what you're going to do is bring your consciousness down to your heart space. And so you can call it dropping down, dropping in. I like dropping in better than down. Or as I usually just say, bring your consciousness to your heart space. The heart space is the toroid field of energy around your heart chakra. It's like a big energy donut, okay? And it can be bright or dim depending on what you've been doing with your life. But that's where you want to be. It's kind of the fulcrum point between the other chakras and the body. But in the heart field is where you connect with God, source, creator, whatever you want to call it, okay? That's your connection, not your head. So what we want to do is drop into that connection with Creator. So take a deep breath in and out. drop your consciousness into your heart space and visualize as I take you through this. I am in spirit. I and the Creator are one. My healing blesses all of creation. My intention with this healing process is to step out of the shadows and to achieve the peace, confidence, and ability that the Creator and I had planned for me to have now. I go to the past, my soul knows when, to 1 hour before the trigger for the first event that gave me any reason to believe that I was separate from the Creator. From that place and time, I make a new choice. I will not go my own way. I will follow the bright and shining path of the Creator. The other participants and events, they went their own path of the Creator. Our paths did not cross. I am in this place of peace, this sacred site that I have chosen. In the quietness on my mind, the Creator speaks. You are a part of me that I cannot be. You are an aspect of the Creator having a human experience. We can never be separated. We are one. Once again, I go to the past. My soul knows when. To 1 hour before the trigger for the first event that gave me any reason to think that I was not worthy or not good enough in any situation. From that place and time, I make a new choice. I will not go my own way. I will follow the bright and shining path of the Creator. The other participants and events, they went their own way of the Creator. Our paths did not cross. Once again, this place of peace surrounds me. The sacred site comforts me. Out of the quietness, the small, gentle voice of the Creator speaks. You are unique. Together, we made you for the plan we agreed upon. Without you, the plan is unfinished. You are like the one shining facet of the diamond that completes the thing of beauty and wonder. You are good enough. You are worthy. You are unique. You are that part of me that we are waiting for. Once again, I go to the past. My soul knows when. To 1 hour before the trigger for the first event that gave me any reason to believe that I could not trust the Creator. From that place and time, I make a new choice. I will not go my own way. I will follow the bright and shining path of the Creator. The other participants and events, they went their own way of the Creator. Our paths did not cross. In the quietness, once more I hear the voice of the Creator. It is deep in your knowing that we are one. You too are a Creator. You have created the reality you are in now, and know that you can make another choice. Together, we are part of the process of creation. We can never not be working together. I feel the gratitude, the peace, and the possibilities. My soul illuminates these decisions in a burst of light, and they are confirmed and fixed with the light from the Creator's soul and sent into infinity. And so it is. Deep breath in and out. Now, some of you may have felt almost overwhelmed with this. That's good. You may feel energies running through your body. You may feel a sudden shift has occurred in your consciousness. You may feel lighter, more joyful. or even confused. You might have gotten dizzy and maybe lost consciousness for a few seconds. That's normal, so don't worry about that. What you're doing when that happens is you're letting go and you're allowing the God force to move through you. This is important stuff. That's where the miracle lies, in that little space where you let go of control and allow the grace of the Creator to move through you. And you can truly have miracles in that instant. So take a sip of your water now. Now, this is not quite the same as other meditations, because you're not going into a really deep meditative state. What you're doing is you're staying in what I call a waking meditation, which is extremely powerful. It's a point of manifestation as well. Okay, the next thing that we're going to do is remove blocks. And this is so we can remove anything that might prevent us from receiving the best possible outcome from our healing. Now, when I'm talking healing, this applies to people who are completely healthy too, because we all have areas of our life that need healing. So we're talking mind, body, and soul. And for most of us, it's the mind, okay? We got to get that stinking thinking out of there and really start to contemplate what's real. Okay, let's take another sip of water. Bring your consciousness into the heart space. Take a deep breath in and out. I am in spirit. I and the Creator are one. My healing blesses all of creation. My intention with this process is to allow healing and transformation into my life. I go into the past, my soul knows exactly when, to 1 hour before the first time that an event or a decision by another person caused me to give up the freedom to make my own decisions. From that place and time, I make a new choice. I will follow the bright and shining path that the Creator and I had planned for me during this lifetime. By changing my past, I change my life now. My choice for freedom of decision-making, now active in my life, allows me to receive healing and transformation, allows me to accept different pathways that help my journey through life, allows me to reach my full potential. I illuminate this decision with a light from my soul, and it is fixed with a light from the Creator's soul and sent into infinity now. And so it is. Deep breath in and out. Now, you might have felt a lot of energy moving with that one too. So now the next thing that we're going to do is called meeting your soul. This is going to take us into the structure of our soul. And like last week with the demon stuff, I was explaining that you can't sell your soul to the devil because you don't own it. Okay? The Creator owns it. It's the Creator's invention. It vibrates at the Creator level. So we can't add, take away, or change any part of our soul. However, it is in our power to restore it to the image the Creator had in mind when it was created, no matter how badly we mucked it up. Okay? That part we can change. But the reality of how it was created, that stays the same. So what we're going to do is meet with our soul and work at restoring the brilliance to that soul. So whatever your soul looks like for you is what I want you to think about right now. And whenever you use this process in the future, you're going to see your soul in whatever you choose at this point. So we're going to have images of the flower, the book of life, and human figures as we go through these processes. So let's start with looking at the soul as a sphere. And like the earth, it has two poles, upper and lower. The upper one is the construction point, and the lower one is the archiving point. So we arrive at the archiving point. This is where records are kept. So this is Akashic record stuff, records of our incarnations and access to the knowledge of the universe. So think about that for a minute. What does it look like to you? Is it a computer? Is it Warehouse 13? Is it miles of library shelves? Is it neat? Is it messy and dusty? Do you have books or are there scrolls? So what you're going to do is decide what works for you. So here's your intention. Take a deep breath. Consciousness in the heart space. I now intend that this archive will be able to serve my needs as my life comes into resonance with the plan that the Creator and I had made for my life. And so it is. Deep breath in and out. Now it's important to know that the soul creates a piece of information and the mind transfers the information. So we're activating and engaging mind, soul, and consciousness. And each time we enter the archiving point, eternity or the dynamic future is on our right. Infinity or the past is on our left. Okay, so eternity is on the right, that's dynamic future. Infinity is on the left, and that's the past. Flowing constantly from construction point to archiving point, or from the top to the bottom, is a stream of light from the Creator, and that stream never stops. That's where our gifts come from, okay? So from our position in the archiving point, we can look to the left and see an array of 9 firstborn cells. Those cells come from each month of pregnancy. Then between those cells, there's 8 screens holding information about the makeup of our body. So we're now going to share in a process that will imprint regenerating and reconstruction information from these screens and cells into every cell in our body, okay? Because this is where all the information comes in. So take a sip of water. You can imagine that you're taking a sip of water too if you don't have any there. Okay, deep breath in and out. Consciousness to the heart space. I am in spirit. I and the Creator are one. My healing blesses all of creation. My intention is to begin a work of reconstruction and regeneration through my whole body. I am at the archiving point in the light stream of the Creator. I look to my left and see my 9 firstborn cells. I examine them from all sides. Are they clear and clean? They should be. They should be transparent and sparkling clean. To clean them, I send a burst of light from my soul. And if I need to make changes to any of these 9 firstborn cells, I institute the changes now using the wisdom of the Creator. Then I look closely at my 8 screens. They also need to be completely clean and clear. I send a burst of light from my soul to clean and polish them. If I need to make changes to any of these 8 screens, I institute these changes now using the wisdom of the Creator. I illuminate these decisions with a burst of light from my soul, and fix the decision with a light from the Creator's soul, and send it into infinity. And so it is. Deep breath in and out. Now, when we send regeneration decisions into infinity, since all of these conditions have a history and we're seeking to bring about changes in the past, these changes will appear in our present. And even if there have been difficulties during gestation in the womb, this process begins a work of reconstruction. Okay? Very, very powerful. Now, one of the things that can happen when you do this kind of work is that strange things happen. You know, you may find that you remember something that nobody else remembers. They will remember it the way you reconstructed it. And this is real, okay? This kind of blows your mind the first time you experience it. But it's really fun because you can truly change your life. And you'll be the only one that remembered what actually happened. So when that kind of stuff happens, don't worry. You're not losing your mind. Rather, you're regaining your true self. And it can be really funky when you go through these things, okay? It can be kind of fun. I usually just laugh hysterically because it really is fun. And you go, wow, cool. I did it. I changed. Okay, the next thing we're going to go into is the crystal of the heart. So with this, you can see a crystal that's like pink or whatever, or you can see a heart that's made out of crystal that's sparkling like a diamond, a pink diamond. See it any way you want. It's called the crystal of the heart for a number of reasons, but one of the reasons is that the heart is your permanent access to Creator. And the crystal is actually a transmitter and a receiver. So if you think, you know, the old radios used to have crystals in them, crystal tubes, and we use crystals for their piezoelectric properties in timepieces and other things, computers, things like that. So crystals are very important, and they come from Mother Earth, and they can be programmed. But this is more than that, okay? So this is the crystal of the heart. It's a structure. Think of it kind of like as a grid of sparkling golden light in a heart shape. Okay? So this is something that you're going to use to help yourself to heal many times. And especially if you've got something really difficult that you're dealing with, you want to use the crystal of your heart for that. Okay, so take another sip of water. And this is also going to be what you use for self-assessment and to begin your works of healing on yourself and on others. Okay, deep breath in and out. Consciousness to the heart space. I am in spirit. I am one with the Creator. All of creation is blessed by this healing. I intend to review my past and my present. I see my heart crystal. I look carefully at the crystal. Is it bright and shiny or dark and dull? I activate a light action to clean and polish my crystal. The crystal begins to vibrate, which activates it to attain the Creator's standard for me. Next, I see the book of my life. How does it look? Is it scuffed and worn or bright and shiny? The condition of the book of my life indicates to my soul how closely my life is following the plan of the Creator. If I am not happy with the condition of the book of my life, I can create a new book by these simple words. I create a new book of my life, just as the Creator originally planned it for me. As I open the book of my life, I can recognize myself. As I flip through the pictures, I find a picture where I am most comfortable with myself, in good health, happy, where my life was most in order. This is the standard of the Creator for me, and I choose to revisit that moment. I visualize stepping into that picture and recapturing the feelings and rightness of the experience. I will revisit the book of my life to see more of the Creator's plan. I will call upon my heart crystal for many aspects of healing, and so it is. Deep breath in and out. So now you have your heart crystal. Now we're going to go into the shield of life. This is a protection process. And some of you out there may have needed that protection this last week or so. Things were getting a little crazy. You know, last gasp of the darkness type stuff, you know. So this protective shield will stay with you. And anytime you need shielding, you can think of this, you know, and just see a shield in front of you. You can put one behind you and to each side and above and below you if you need it too. And the way that you activate it instantly is just affirm, shield of life, now. And just see the shield, just poof, it appears, okay? And like I said, you can have as many shields as you feel you need. So this is going to protect us from negative energies, and it strengthens the immune system at the same time. So if you're facing any kind of immune challenge, I suggest you do this one a lot, okay, until it becomes second nature to you. So take a sip of water. Bring your consciousness into the heart space. Deep breath in and out. I am in spirit. I am one with the Creator. All of creation is blessed by this healing. I intend to build a shield of life to be protection for my entire body. I use the very material of the Creator and build a shield of life. My immune system can be restored to the Creator standard, and I have protection of my entire body. I apply the shield of life to my third cervical vertebrae, which holds the information about my immune system. I illuminate this vertebrae with the light of my soul, and the light spreads to regenerate all stem cells. The shield of life forms a rectangular shape and positions itself in front of my most vulnerable area. I give a light impulse from my soul and fix the result with the light of the Creator and send the result into infinity. I call up this shield instantly whenever needed by thinking or saying, shield of life, now. And so it is. Deep breath in and out. And if you're wondering where the third cervical vertebrae is, if you put your hand at the back of your head, you know, right where the skull is, the first and the second vertebrae are right there, so just go down a little ways and feel for the bump of the spinous process of the vertebrae, otherwise known as your neck bones. It's right there, okay? Third cervical vertebrae also has to do with your eyesight. Okay? Now remember, this is for protection and to strengthen your immune system. And if you look at it from the Chinese medicine point of view, you have a protective yang essence that is on the outside of the body, and the yin is on the inside, or the yang is on the front, the yin is on the back. And so it's similar to that. The only difference is you can make more than one shield, okay? So if you're really under attack, make a whole bunch of them, you know, just become the sphere that has shields all the way around. So that'll help you a lot. Now, the other thing I wanted to give you, I've given in a previous session a that's archived, but I want to go through it again because it's really important. At this point in our evolution, we have pretty much all been everything. And so if you consider yourself a good person now and full of love and light, and you've done your metaphysical homework, you're probably well aware that you weren't always love and light, okay? We were bad. We've been everything. And so what you are now is what you have grown up to be. And, you know, as the transition happens, it's a good place to be if you're on the side of the light, okay? But with this particular one we're going to do now, it's called Clearing the Past. It really only needs to be done once, but it won't hurt to do it more times. And what it's all about is removing the negative influences of past lifetimes. And, you know, whether you believe in reincarnation or not, doesn't really matter, okay? Because this will clear the DNA of your ancestors as well. So whether we actually live past lives or whether we just call them up from our DNA, doesn't matter. So believe whatever you want. This will clear, okay? So take another sip of water. Bring your consciousness into your heart space. Deep breath in and out. I am in spirit. I am one with the Creator. All of creation is blessed by this healing. My intention is to clear my past. Considering the salvation of all people, I have made the decision that in this and in previous lives I did not kill. I did not participate in cannibalism. I did not steal to enrich myself. I did not build weapons to kill people. I was not involved in any destruction in which lives were destroyed. I did not offer black magic, and I was not the cause of any negative events. I send a light from my soul and illuminate this decision with the Creator's light. I fix this decision now, and so it is. Deep breath in and out, and I'm betting that you felt lighter with that one. It's quite a powerful little process. And then, of course, we're going to end with the abundance process, everybody's favorite. And this can really change your life, too. And even if you feel like you have enough money and you don't really want anything, that's okay, because this is more than money. This is an abundance of a lot of things. It's allowing blessings to flow through your life so that you can help others. It's allowing new ideas to come to you and the right people to come at the right time. It's a pretty cool little thing. This is what helps you to think outside the box and to really live outside the box. Okay, so take another sip of water. Bring your consciousness into the heart space. Deep breath in and out. It is surely in the plan that the Creator and I devised for me that I would be in a flow of abundance. No less than in any other aspect of my life should I be contented with anything less than the Creator's standard for me in abundance. I am in spirit. I am one with the Creator. My healing blesses all of creation. My intention is to allow abundance to continually flow into my life. I go back in time 1 hour before any event which triggered any sense of lack or poverty in my life. My soul knows exactly when. From that place in time, I make a new choice. I follow the bright path of the Creator. The other events and participants followed their own paths of the Creator. Our paths did not cross. I illuminate this decision with a light from my soul and fix it with a light from the Creator's soul and send it into infinity. These decisions open my heart and mind to the opportunities for abundance and the reasons for gratitude that exist in my life. Every day I am blessed. My life flows like a river of blessings. Positive new ideas come to me, and the right people appear at the right time. This is the Creator's standard for me, and so it is. Deep breath in and out. I felt you guys really getting into that one. I can feel the energy shifts. So those are your processes to work on. And believe me, if you work on these processes, your life will change for the better. It's pretty amazing stuff. It's so simple, and yet it's so profound. And you can do it anytime. Do it before you go to bed. Do it when you first wake up. And spread this out to other people, okay? Grigori Grabovoi wants this stuff spread around the planet as quickly as possible, because the quicker we do this and the more people we get vibrating at that higher rate, the easier it's going to be to change this entire world into the better place. And this really does work, okay? We're talking quantum mechanics and the holographic and informational creator level universe are all in this, okay? So as you do these things and you see how they work in your life, spread them to your friends and family too. You know, you can download them from the archives now and practice. Do this stuff, see what it does in your life, and help others with it. It's all about helping each other. We are here at this particular junction in history to create change for the better. We're the ones we have been waiting for. So wake up, okay? Although if you're listening to Enlightened Medicine, you're probably already pretty much awake. But let's wake up all the way. Let's move more into that Christed energy and more into the flow of the great mystery, also known as the first mystery. And that's another one of the names of the one we call Jesus, is the first mystery who looks without. And the first mystery who looks within is the one that we call the Father. And then there's the first mystery of the Holy Spirit, which is actually also Mother. So if you want to bring more grace into your life and to move more into service in the light, this is the kind of stuff that can help you quantum leap, okay? It's very simple. Takes a few minutes to do one or two of these, and it can change your whole day and just bring magic into your life, real magic, the magic of creation. So please do spread this around, okay? And if you want to learn how to do this, I will be teaching classes in this. If I have to go outside of town, the classes will be a little more expensive than those that I give in town. If you're interested in being on the list for the next class, just drop me a line, okay? And then I can let you know what the availability is. I'm thinking about doing a teleclass on this as well, so that we can really spread this around and get more people creating in the light. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to get stuck with the bad guys. You know, I want to go where it's fun, where it's beautiful, no pollution, where everyone is kind and sweet with each other and gentle, and where everybody does what they love to do. And I can tell you, I spend about a third of my time in that dimension, and it's pretty incredible. And that's what we're moving into. So I don't know why anybody would not want to do these simple exercises to help be there. And the other thing that can help you, too, if you've got a lot of darkness around you, is if you check out StuartWild.com and type in Avalon birds. There's an Avalon bird call that he has that chases away the ghouls. And the ghouls reside between our dimension and the next dimension. And they basically create havoc in our lives. Their job is to destroy us. And so I'm not telling you this to frighten you. I'm telling this to you so that you can understand that, you know, you haven't created all the bad things in your life. Some, yeah. And some, you know, we're just in the wrong place at the wrong time, or we're not paying attention. So we create it that way. But if you got a lot of stinking thinking, then you probably attracted a lot of ghouls. So you might need those Avalon bird calls. And that does help quite a bit. It will really clear the space. And as we go through these things, when I have time, and there's time in between shows, you know, I do interview authors, but I have to read their books. I don't just skim it. I actually read the book. And so on the times when I haven't read enough books, then you're going to get me talking about these processes and other things. But at least, you know, you can practice these things and get some good out of it. Okay? So, again, the show has been brought to you by starlights.com. That's StarLights.com, where there are lots of each things and really cool products and music and things like that. So please do visit that. You can see what I'm doing by going to the enlightenedmedicineshow.com and checking here on BBS Radio on my webpage here. And the other sponsor of the show is alternativecancer.us. That's AlternativeCancer.us, alternativecancer.us. And there you can find all kinds of information about how to deal with cancer for self and for others. Okay? So it's all there to help you guys. And I think you'll enjoy both of those sponsors. Please do at least go to their websites and check them out. Okay? They've got some amazing stuff there. And they're really, really good people. And they're doing this to help you. So thank you again for listening, and until next week, and throughout, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.